Scripture reading is Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 7. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all His commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be in the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beast, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up again against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school, today, I will continue with Deuteronomy chapter 28 that I could not finish in the last session. Brothers and sisters, during the course of human cultivation, spiritual war always continues in this world. It is a war between the power of light belonging to God and the power of darkness belonging to the enemy devil and Satan, with Lucifer as their leader. God accomplishes His work through His people, and Lucifer disturbs the works of God through those who are instigated by her. I have been able to see this fact clearly in my pastoral ministry, especially during the overseas crusades. I could see this reality more clearly. Mostly I had crusades in countries where evangelism is prohibited or where there were threats of terrorism. As I proclaimed God the Creator and Jesus Christ, the enemy devil and Satan utilized everyone who is under their control to hinder with the crusades by all means. But once I set my foot in that country, we witnessed that all those who were disturbing us so much hid themselves, just as darkness goes away when light comes. So before we left Korea for those countries, we hear all the news. But as we arrive in the airport of that country, we hear that all those things calm down, except in New York Crusade. And we successfully finished the crusades, greatly giving glory to God. And after the crusades were over, some of those who had disturbed us came to me to apologize and repent, while others did not repent and suffered disasters. In 2001 Philippines crusade, after the crusade was over, some local pastors came to the hotel I was staying and repented and apologized to me. They repented for themselves and on behalf of some other pastors that they stood against my ministry because of false rumors and deceptions, without understanding what kind of person I was. Seeing the works of God that took place in the crusade, they repented that they did not recognize a man of God and did not cooperate with him. After the 2006 New York crusade, I heard heartbreaking news that most of those who were at the lead in disturbing with the works of the Holy Spirit faced miserable deaths. On the first day of the crusade, there were people who were demonstrating against the crusade with signs in their hands because they were instructed to do so by those who disturbed our crusade. But the signs they had said, Jesus is the only Savior, and we can be saved only through Jesus. It clearly showed to us that even those who were demonstrating were deceived by false rumors and groundless accusations against me. They came out there to demonstrate just by hearing the lies from those people who were leading the hindrance. And all those who were coming to attend the crusade watched them. And guess what kind of message the attendants heard on the first day? The title of the message was, Why is Jesus our Savior? So those who were at the crusade could clearly discern between the truth and falsehood. Those who were demonstrating outside argued as if I were teaching there was another way of salvation than Jesus. But in the crusade, I was preaching Jesus Christ. Also, as the powerful works of God exploded from the first day of the crusade, more people gathered at the crusade on the second day. On the other hand, those who were demonstrating on the first day had to hide themselves. They realized that they were wrong. I heard they were paid like $50 to come out and to participate in the demonstration. Like when we were in Sindaebangdong, the senior citizens, they were paid maybe $30 or $50 to do the demonstration. So was the case with New York Crusade. And there was an interesting factor here. God moved my heart in advance so we could get such a wonderful victory like we did. Usually, in my overseas crusades, I talk about God the Creator on the first day, about Jesus Christ on the second day, and God the Healer on the third day. But in the New York crusade, my heart was moved to change the order and preach about Jesus Christ on the first day. God strongly moved my heart to preach what I used to preach on the second day, on the first day. I never knew about any demonstration or anything. God the Father knew what the demonstrators would say on their signs on the first day of the crusade, and He moved my heart to change the order of the message. So, we did not have to explain ourselves or argue back anything against their arguments. Not just those who were attending the crusade, but also even the demonstrators came to realize which side was true and which side was not. Those who participated in the demonstration, just by hearing false rumors, came to know the truth on the first day, and they hid themselves from the next day. And when I came back to Korea, there was a great influence of the crusade. And within among themselves also there was a big argument saying that why did you have to stand against such a man of God who works with so much power of God? So, since there was such clear evidence for those who manipulated the people to demonstrate against me, what would they have had to do? They should have come before me and repented. They should have repented for judging and condemning a man of God, or at least they should have repented that they took me wrong and disturbed me. And yet, even at the light of the truth, they did not repent, and God on our behalf judged them with justice. Brothers and sisters, our enemy coming out against us one way and fleeing before us seven ways means their complete defeat. For those who are loved and protected by God and with whom God always walks, they are protected and guaranteed in any situation. And thus, when their enemy comes out against them one way, they will be defeated completely and run away. For the last 32 years, there were many people who were disturbing us, but they were defeated eventually, and they submitted, they surrendered, and we always won the victory and giving glory to God so far until today. If you are also loved and guaranteed by God, any disturbing force will leave your business, workplace, family, and whichever place you are. All problems will be solved and God's blessing will come upon you. I pray in the name of the Lord that such works of God will come upon your life abundantly. If you have any disturbances or hindrances in your business, if you have any problems in your businesses, in fact, most of you violated the law of God or the law of the country. Such problems don't naturally come to children of God because God protects them. But because you violated the law of God, God can't protect you. And if you violate the law of the country, it's the same as violating the law of God. So you can't be protected. Every time I mention, there are some things that I always mention. God gave me this advice since the year that I opened the church. God prohibits the church members to do any money exchange, to do any business, become a guarantor or give surety or give collateral for a debt, for a loan. But you don't obey. You do money exchanges among yourselves. So I've never seen anybody who succeeded. I've always seen them. You know, you deceive each other. You give money to each other. You lend money and you go bankrupt and you always fall because you ignore the word of God. You might think this is something trivial, but it is crucial, it is important. Even if you get your business thrives by doing that, the problem is you violated the law of God, and what will you say on the day of judgment? Oh, will you say, oh, my business thrived. But it's fortunate that your business is good, but actually, you will fail. You will, your business will fail. Even the one who helped these business people. That's what always happens. Even though I explain to you this way all the time, you still have greed for money and you break the law of God and you break the law, advice of God for us, specifically for us. And you suffer from problems. And he also gave us another advice. Men and women, they must not ride in a car by themselves alone. What does that mean? You know what it means, but some say, oh, there was a taxi driver, so you're not alone. It is to mock God. They don't know. It's not that they don't know the meaning of God's advice. By both of them alone, riding in a car together, you have an adulterous mind. And because of that, you cause problems. So that's why it is you're advised not to. It's prohibited for you to go to a restaurant alone or to another place alone. So is it only for us? But in the history of our nation, of our country, when they were doing things alone, we have a proverb saying, Korean saying, after seven, men and women must not sit together. This was our tradition. Because such things cause problems. So when you go to heaven, you will be so surprised because men and women are totally separated. Even the residential area, elders' area is separate and women's area is separate. They're not mixed together, even in heaven. There's no adultery or anything like that, but still, that is because that is the law of God, the way of God. Dear brothers and sisters, 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." You know how rich our Lord is. He is the King of Kings. He is the only Son of God who is Almighty. So how rich he is. But for our sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Our Lord was born poor since the moment he was born, and he lived a poor life. It was to make us rich. So all the curses since Adam's sin were lifted, so that our poverty is lifted, our diseases are lifted, as he was scourged. And because he shed his blood, and he even redeemed us from our poverty. So we don't have any reason to be poor. So Jesus redeemed us from poverty. We children of God should no longer be poor. That is why both in the Old and New Testament, God tells us about blessings, how we can be rich. If we have to be rich, there shouldn't be any promises of blessing us. But why is it that some believers are still poor? The answer is found in Deuteronomy chapter 28. They can just diligently obey the Lord God, being careful to keep all his commandments, not keep some of the things and not keep the other, but keep all his commandments and obey his words. They can do that, but they don't. As you've seen, for the last 32 years, I've made so many prophecies, and all those prophecies were fulfilled. And future things belong to only God who controls the human history. And if prophecies are right, you have to know that God is with me. And my words on my lips are guaranteed by God. And if you trust and believe in God, you will definitely believe and trust in the shepherd. And you will trust and obey my words. the words on my lips so that you would have a cultivated spirit and you would have received the blessings. But you didn't. You just heard through one ear and let it slip through the other. And some of you didn't even hear, so you don't even remember what you heard in the sermons. I can't even say you heard through one ear and let it slip through the other. You were filled with idle thoughts. You were just daydreaming. You didn't even care to listen. Also, even if you heard, you just let it slip through the other ear. So when you hear, you have to keep it in mind and you have to practice what you heard. But you didn't. You spent 1, 2, 3 years, 20 years, 30 years. Even though you heard so much a precious word of God, and yet you didn't go into spirit. You can just obey the Lord God, being careful to keep all His commandments and obey His words, but you didn't. You just worshipped in spirit and truth with words. You didn't really worship in spirit and truth. If you did, you'd have listened carefully. You'd have kept all the words in your mind. And so, if you kept them all in your minds, you'd have remembered. But you didn't worship in spirit and truth. But now it's different. It's very different from the past. You know, you really pay attention to the messages. Nobody is dozing off or anything. So all of you, even students, men and women, you know, your eyes are bright and twinkling. You know, no matter who is preaching the message, you try to listen. It's not that God sets the way of blessing and prosperity before only certain people, but for some others, He sets the way of disasters and curses at His own discretion. Deuteronomy 30:15 says, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, and death and adversity." And in Deuteronomy chapters 28 and 30, and many other parts of the Bible, God teaches us how we can have life and prosperity, and how we will face death and adversity. The decision is up to each one of us. Until now, you have considered yourself believers who know the Word of God, but you did not obey the Word, and thus you could not receive blessings or prosperity. But now, you can just turn around and go the way of blessing. Because the original voice has sounded forth, your free will is broken, and your heart is changed to be able to obey. Many of you are testifying that now you can cast away what you couldn't cast away, even though you tried so much and so hard. You can now do the things that you couldn't do at all, and you now have the willingness to obey, whereas in the past, you couldn't obey even though you tried. And even though not with the original voice, why is it that you try to obey but you can't? In my case, actually, I don't really understand it. Because I've only obeyed since I was a new believer. So as for me, I can't really understand. This is right, so you obey. This is wrong, so you don't do it. So this is the commandment of God, you just keep it. So that's what I did. I never was hesitant or anything, so I don't really understand it. So let me ask you. I'm wondering. Suppose this is a sin, and you have to cast it away. Let me, for example, say, drinking and smoking. Now you learn that you have to quit smoking and drinking. And even though you try, you can't. You try to quit smoking and drinking, but you can't. You say, why? Is it really you can't? It's not possible? Well, before I accepted the Lord, I was actually alcoholic. Without drinking, I would shiver. So I had to drink. I was really dependent on alcohol. But when I was taking medicine, I wouldn't drink. So my body would twitch and shiver. And I was not really a heavy smoker, but I had to smoke a little less than a pack because I was not rich enough. If I had enough money, I would have smoked more than two packs. So I would smoke half the cigarette, and then I would smoke it again later. That's why I didn't smoke a pack a day. But I tried to quit, but it wasn't easy. And after accepting the Lord, and in a revival meeting, I heard we have to quit smoking and drinking. So I decided, I made up my mind to quit, and it was not hard at all. I just quit them. I was blessed by the message, and I knew that God hates these things, so I have to quit. So I quit immediately. I threw away all the cigarettes. And as I quit everything, the grace of God came upon me so I could endure without having so much difficulty. Fortunately, it was in the first revival meeting I attended since I accepted the Lord. So I quit soon. But I hear from church members that they try, but they can't. Suppose this is smoking, cigarettes. You can just throw it away. You don't buy cigarettes. God the Father hates it. So drinking is also bad for your health. And God doesn't like it. So as a true believer, you must not drink. So you can just make up your mind to quit. So maybe in the beginning, if you are addicted, if you are alcoholic, you could have some problems. But you can pray and keep on trying. Will that continue? Will that problem continue? Maybe you could have one or two days, but God will give you grace and let you quit. But I don't know if you tried that. If you are really dependent on alcohol, you receive my prayer. And there are many who quit upon receiving my prayer. Some of you didn't ask for my prayer and you try to quit on your own, but you couldn't. But if you really make up your mind, and if you do it because you love God and because God doesn't like it, if you try to quit that way, God will give you grace, and I think you will be able to quit. Especially nowadays, there is the original voice. So if you just make up your mind and show your action in somehow, then the original voice will work on you somehow and help you quit those things. And if you try and if it doesn't work and you just go back, and if you have that kind of attitude, that is not true determination. That is why it might not work. But if you really have strong determination, God will help you. And the original voice will help you so you can... You're more than able to quit. It's not only about drinking. It's the same for all the other untruths and the things that you have to cast away. I pray in the name of the Lord that many of you will be one of these witnesses and you will receive the answers of the Father God that He has promised you in the blessing chapter. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. There were many things in your providence, and we see that everything is your plan and providence. When we walk in the light, we always win the victory and give glory to you, glory to you. But if we compromised with the world or backed off, we would have become the prey of Satan. Let us walk the right way, walk in the light. And also be with those mission delegation in Russia. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all the enemy, devil, and Satan, diseases, germs, viruses, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Enemy, devil, and Satan, diseases, germs, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed, light come. Father, show your work transcending space, time. Chana, Chu, diabetes, heart disease, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Yu Chu Han, epilepsy, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Chu Ai Chu, hallucination, go away. Chu Aje, piles, go away. Let her give birth on the good day, at the good time. Chu Ku, let him pass for physical check for military. Lord, thank you. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Heal all their entrails, internal organs. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. All skin diseases, go away. Atopic dermatitis, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Father God, thank you. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. And Father, all joints and marrow and nerves, pains, go away. Cancers, third stage, last stage, metastasized cancers, go away. Lung problems, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. Leukemia, go away. Diseases, germs, go away. Be cleansed. Light come. Father, heal them. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Give them spiritual and physical health. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and protect them throughout this week. And let the preparation for leadership conference go well during this week. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes while driving. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.